When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
The Volume.
Just a reminder, you can catch us recording this podcast live on AMP. AMP is a new live radio app that lets you call in and chat with us in person while we're recording. Get the app on Apple's App Store and make sure you follow us at Jenkins and Jones to get notified when we go live.
What's up? This is Out of Pocket, the Hoop Show for real hoop fans. I'm the Jethro Jenkins and the boys are back. You feel me?
In addition to being live with Pepperoni and Out of Pocket, we're also live on AMP with the Jenkins and Jones crew. That's Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler, and LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John. He's on both shows. He said John's on two shows at once right now.
Crazy.
Better man. Be two bags. Better be two bags.
Josiah, you taught me well. Already. You already know what time it is, my boy.
You already know.
Thank you, my guy.
Two bags in my
bathroom. I know your agent works. I know your agent works hard.
You feel me? I'm in the bathroom.
I think John is actually, if we could do a bag check, I think it's actually like 2.5 bags right now. Three?
Yeah. Well, we ain't going to talk about that, man. Come on. Be pocket watching. Move on. Let's go.
Hey, we're not making no money. I forget because motherfuckers want to rob people nowadays. We're not making no money doing any of this stuff. We are struggling social media lights.
Just looking for an internship for some exposure. All right. Yeah. We're talking about game three.
If someone ever tried to rob me because they knew I was a podcaster, we would just have a heart to heart right there, bro. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, where did you go wrong?
Man? You're going to give him the subway punch card like Max is nice?
I see y'all show.
Oh, my God.
I know you getting it.
I told him, let me go ahead and buy you a sandwich.
All we got for you is pepperoni treats.
100% beef. And not that type of beef, brother. The real beef.
I said, look, bro, you want me just to buy y'all? I can take y'all to Subway.
That's what he said. Yeah, let me take you guys. I'll buy you some sandwiches. And they're like, I can get a lot of sandwiches with that there Rolex. I'll take that with me.
At least except offer Jersey range, Mike. Be a man of distinction. Somebody try to rob us.
Y'all want a 6-inch?
That's what they said.
That's why I don't come to L.A., man. It's too dangerous. If someone tries to mug me, I'm going to throw a cloud of pepperonis down like a smoke bomb.
That's
Batman
what I'm saying. We got some pepperoni treats for y'all. That's all you're going to get up out of us. What you want, the short rib or the original beef? That's all you're getting.
All right. We're talking about game three. Huge bounce back game from the Nuggets. 109-94. Didn't feel that close. Jokic, the first ever 30-20-10 triple-double in finals history. Jesus. Murray. A triple-double as well. First teammates ever with triple-doubles in the finals. Gentlemen, what did you think of the game? Josiah, what did you think? Was this what you were expecting?
I wasn't expecting the Heat to get cooked like this. This was mildly, but I'm a little salty. If I'm the Heat, I'm going to really take it personally that they left Jamal Murray in the game in boo-boo time when they put the other Jovic, whatever his name is, they put the fake Jovic in there. And to let that man get his triple-double.
The Jover.
The Jover.
You said
had the fake Jokic.
But shout out to Christian, a lighter shade of brown, for coming through with the 15 piece. Almost yammed. If he would have yammed on Bam, they might have brought slavery back. So I'm just thankful and humbled that he missed the joint. He didn't yam on Bam. But look, I think the Heat were a little too excited when they stole game two, came back to Miami, didn't have it. Curious to see how Joker and Jamal Murray playing 44 minutes each, what impact that has on a you know, one day off schedule, playing again Friday. But this thing might be cooked. You know, we like checks. I want to see seven games. I could go for 8, 9, or 10 to be real. But we might be chugging these deuces come game five.
Best of 23 for Josiah.
Best of 13.
Keep going. Beautiful basketball, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to watch more of it.
The game was fine for me. I really wish because we're live and Mike Malone is talking somewhere right now. And I know that he's like gritting Michael. His teeth like, Jokic had 30, 20, and 10. And all you want to talk to me about is Zion and cheeks. And like that is what I need right now.
That's what we want to talk about.
We'll get
you
there.
Have a little, you have a little Jack Nicholson in your Michael Malone impression. Yeah, I respect it.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Zach.
All you want to talk to me about.
That is your official Mike Malone.
Tyler
Jones. Talk about Messi. What you want to talk about? We don't want to talk about this shit.
Tyler Jones, your reactions.
I mean, I knew Denver was going to win this game. You know, I mentioned that last time we talked, I believe. I think it was just, you know, at the start of the series, I was like, okay, the Heat aren't getting enough respect. They're going to put up a good fight. It's going to go six. Everyone was like, the Nuggets are going to steamroll them. Then the Heat win game two, and everyone was like, oh, the Heat have a chance. They might could win the whole thing. No. Let's swing the pendulum back. Like, the Heat are not going to win this series. They're going to put up a good fight. Like I said, Nuggets and six.
I still think it's Nuggets and six. What's crazy, though? Like, I know we were saying Joker, Giannis, best player in the world. I think it's Joker for me, man. Mm. I think it's just Joker at this point. Like, I'm surprised when he misses shots. He never misses shots he's supposed to miss, and he makes most shots he's supposed to miss. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's just crazy, bro. Like, if he's supposed to make a shot, it's a bucket. He gets it in the paint, give it to him. He looked like Tim Duncan to me out there, man. I'm looking at him like, this looks like Timmy D. He gets every rebound. In the paint, it's a guaranteed bucket. And mid-range, it's almost guaranteed. The dude is incredible, bro. You know what I mean? And it's 30, 20, and 10. Bro, it looked easy. He makes it look effortless, bro. It's insane to see him play basketball. He's so good.
I want to
say I'm still in the Giannis camp, you know, but I'm at the point now where I won't argue with anyone who says Jokic is the best in the world. But I just think when you're a talent who you can stake your claim as the best player in the world and the best defender in the world, a guy who's won MVP and defensive player of the year, and that Hakeem Olajuwon MJ class, you know, one of those guys who will win MVP and be first team all defense. You know, we've seen like five or six of those guys in our lifetime. I'm still going with Giannis here.
I mean, someone that'll run and
next season, next season, we'll revisit and we'll see for sure, because I think that's the battle for next season.
You can say all that too, but you can't ignore that he ran from the smoke in the biggest moments this year too. In the clutch moments, he was running from the ball. So we can say all that too, but we got to take that into account. And we ain't seeing that from Joker. And in the biggest moments, what is Joker doing? Guaranteed bucket. Yeah. Bucket. What was Giannis doing in the biggest moments this year? Running from the ball. Y'all know I love Giannis. But we can't ignore that.
I still think it's a bit of recency bias. Let's not forget 50-14, five blocks to lock up a
defense matters.
We're talking about 2023, you know,
defense matters. We're killing.
Fugazi's better in 2022.
Fugazi's son.
I didn't say he's better in 2021. I said he's better now. We're talking about now, bro.
We're killing a guy who had 38 and
I'm not killing him.
Game,
I'm saying he's the second best player in the world.
And 20
I'm saying
in that
he's
game.
The best, second best player in the world. In that game that he ran from the smoke when it got hot. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let
he
me read you. That's what I'm saying. Let me just read this. Jokic's first three NBA finals games ever. 27-10-14, 41-11-4, 32-21-10 tonight. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And let me say this. I've been friends with John for like 10 years. In that time, we've exchanged... How many? I don't know. Probably 100,000 text messages. He's never had more nice things to say about a white person than he has said in the group chat tonight.
Other than you or Zach. And I'm saying he's the best player in the world. So he's definitely proved it, if I'm saying it, my boy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad you said it, because I didn't want to be the one to say that, Mike. It sounds better coming from your mouth. Thank you, my friend.
The ball, when it goes into Jokic, it's like that's going to end up in the basket. Like, it's either he's going to put it in there, or his teammate is going to back cut, and he's going to throw some insane pass, and the ball is just going in the hoop. It's just, to John's point, it's just fucking automatic. I agree Giannis is a better defender, and I think it's hard because the recency bias this year is telling us a lot. Like, we didn't get to see him at full strength in the playoffs, so it's kind of robbing us and maybe shifting some of the opinion. But I'm with John right now. I think Jokic is the guy in the NBA.
I'll just say this. Giannis, much better defender. But the best defense is a good offense.
And you feel me?
Joker be out there doing his thug. It's tough because he looks like a dude that you could like lock up at the park or the rec center, but he is cooking every single day. He's got that Luka body where it's like, oh, I can get this dude work. And then you see him out there and it's like, damn, this dude is embarrassing me, really having me second guess and second thinking. And in terms of Giannis played. I get he was hurt, whatever. He played on the court. They got smacked at 5, couldn't even stretch it to 6 or 7. Yeah, I you know how Giannis pander for the tickets, but I don't want first round tickets. I want finals tickets.
Hey, I was at a bar today before we started recording, and some dude was talking basketball, and he said, "Call Luka Doncic, Luke Donka."
So, you're in Miami,
big Donka.
As he came out of his mouth, I'm like,
"He's on Donka. A bean,
probably. He's on a bean. You know what I mean?" And I probably need to start talking to this man, bro. He gonna get me in trouble.
Hey, it's time to go to my bedroom. We calling him Luke Donka until he gets
he's
a chip.
He gonna be Luke Donka to me for sure. Me and Mama walking around
your name
forever. He's Luke Donka.
Luke Donka sounds like someone from Fast and Furious, dude. That's not a real person.
Luke Donka is an accountant, bro. You know what I mean? who was cooking the books for you? You feel what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
I think, but you know, there was a question after the last game of, even though Eric Spoelstra was very angry at Ramona Shelburne for asking him this question, it was a fair question. They clearly were staying out on the shooters and prioritizing letting Joker score over giving him the option of an easy 2 or a kick out for an easy 3 every possession. And it was effective today. Well, he's going to go for 30, you know, 30, whatever. And Murray's going to go for 30. They don't really need that many buckets from everybody else. So, you know, Spo obviously has proven himself to be a great coach. I think we were all talking on the last one. At some point he runs out of moves in this series. Has that happened, or what do you think he can do at this point, Tyler?
Like, you know, that's the whole thing with Jokic. Like, bro, you're going to have to pick your poison. You know, they had a great game plan game 2 where they got up in his jersey. They stayed home on shooters. They didn't cheat over. They were like, if Jokic is going to bust ass 1-on-1 and get his bucket, so be it. We'll live with that as long as nobody else eats. But out there tonight, he was willing and dealing. That motherfucker was looking like Dr. Strange with them dimes tonight. So they got to get back in the motherfucking lab and figure some shit out, man. But we also have to give credit to that motherfucking rookie. Christian, is it Brown or Braun? Because they were fucking up and on the announcement.
Brown.
Is it
Brown?
You sure it's Brown? It looks
they ran a graphic. It's Brown. Okay.
They ran a graphic. I know it does feel like he's from the fatherland and we should be calling him Bron, but
yeah.
I'm sick of the Nuggets telling me how to pronounce their names. Win the championship first. You're Mike Malone and Christian Braun. Nikola.
But yeah, like, have we seen a player pick apart that Heat zone better than we saw Christian Brown do tonight? Like, and that is a fucking rookie. Like, you know, just the way that he was moving tonight. Like, John and I were talking in the group chat.
Sounded like Republicans talking about that grit and grind. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no way to describe Christian Brown's game other than he plays the right way. Like you know, I was saying, I was saying, he's making his touches count, and he's earning his touches. He's running the floor the right way. He's attacking the zone with the backside and the cuts in the middle the right way. Like, he plays the game the right way. There's no other way to put it.
John and Tyler were in
the group.
That's
how a white man plays basketball.
John and Tyler were in the group chat measuring the basket and then telling the team is still 10 feet tall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
bro, I'm a big fan of him, bro. Like how he was playing, I was like, you know, he's earned those minutes. And he, bro, like when you're playing hard like that and you don't make bad decisions in the playoffs in these big moments, I respect him greatly. But yeah, we were talking about it in the group chat, bro. Like, He has given them great minutes, even in the loss last game. You know, I mean, he's a great, solid, you know what I'm saying, support player.
I don't think it's a
vaccinated.
I don't think it's a coincidence that the guy that was most recently in college, who probably had to face a lot of zone defense in college, is like, yeah, I remember attacking how to fucking beat the zone. Like, right. You know, like right. He is a rookie. You're right. And it's insane he's doing this in the finals. But like, yeah, this dude had to deal with zones in college. And finally, someone's sort of scheming up this Miami zone. I think it's hilarious.
Hey, Cracker Hoop said Phil Jackson will finally tune back into the NBA. Oh, no. That's also, how you play basketball, MJ and Scotty.
Also, shout out to Mike Malone, making sure Murray got his touches early. You know what I mean? Michael Malone. Sorry, whatever. Come on, man. He's not here, and he's not listening, okay? But no, shout out to him getting Murray those touches early, because he knew that Murray had to get going. You know what I'm saying? So he got him his touches early. You know, last throughout the game, but they can't win when just Joker's the person just getting buckets. They play better. I think when Murray is the one going crazy offensively, they're actually a better team. And Joker's like Tyler was saying, was it's just willing and dealing. He just happens upon 30 and 20. Mm. They're the best. They're a better basketball team. And Michael Malone knows that and made sure that Murray got his touches.
Even game two, though, it wasn't a matter of, yeah, Joker got his 41 and the four assists, but he only had four assists because dudes were tricking off buckets.
Yeah.
Like Jamal Murray had and having said all that, they were Jamal Murray three away from tying the game going to OT. So if you Spo, like, yeah, you happy you got the win in that game, but was that going to be sustainable? Are you going to keep shooting 50% from three? Right, like, right. No. I mean, give me a break. Jamal Murray's Canadian, light-skinned. He was going to start cooking for our people.
Was that two plus metrics? Being Canadian and light-skinned?
Canadian normally pulls it down, but yeah. Certain sect of Canadians we rock with.
Now. Okay, all right. Times are changing.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after. When you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
All right, can we talk about the topic that everyone's talking about coming out of this game?
No.
Gotta do it.
Josiah,
I only have one comment on it, but go ahead.
Josiah is going to mute himself. But Udonis Haslam fixed his socks, gave everyone a good look at the top of his head.
I thought we were going.
No, we'll get there. We'll get there.
The spit in the mouth topic.
Sheesh.
Udonis trending.
This was a tweet that was posted. I did not have anything to do with it.
Udonis trending on Twitter with Tommy Hearns right now, which is never what you're looking for. Gentlemen, your thoughts. Were you surprised? First of all, literally everyone recording this right now is wearing a hat, which is an advantage that podcasting has over playing basketball, by the way.
Yeah.
By other than Zach, do you know why we're wearing hats? Because maybe our head's not looking in a position where we want people to see it. Udonis, get a do-rag. That's all I'm going to say. Wear a do-rag. Adam Silver got to look at that and be like, do-rag. You can wear a do-rag, dog. It's all good. You got it.
I know the joke here is Udonis is old and shit, but seeing that made me feel old. I'm old enough to remember when he was a chubby college kid at Florida with cornrows down to his shoulders. Now he's a slim old man with patches in his head, bro. I feel old seeing that shit.
Are those patches or keloids? I thought he had keloid skin. I don't know if them patches, brother.
I mean, keloids just bubble up on your scalp like that. I thought they were just from like a bad ear piercing.
I know people that get like their hair lined up, they joint bubble up in the back here too, bro. It get ugly, man. You feel me? I don't know. I'm gonna step out of this though.
Any other comments on Udonis Haslam's head before we move on?
I'll speak on Udonis.
I'm not anti keloid out here, bro. I don't want nobody to jump me on Twitter, bro. You know what I mean? Come on.
I think you can't put Udonis in a loss. Like, don't, if you're gonna put him in the win. Like, put him in that last game. All playoffs, they haven't put him in, and you sub him in down 20 like at home. I just. Don't do that.
They were cheering for him earlier in the playoffs. It's a game they were winning in Miami. We want Udonis, whatever. Didn't put him in. But I'll just say this. He might watch the show. Udonis, an upstanding, honorable man. I did not know what you guys were talking about. You corralled me into this segment. I have nothing to do with it. Udonis, if you see me, do not stab me with the razor blade. Don't give me one of these. Just go straight into that grayscale. I don't want it.
All right.
Before
we move on to the
y'all are bad influences.
Before we move on to this, Josiah put it, the spit in your mouth tweet. Predictions for game four. Tyler, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I got you know, like I said, I got the Nuggets in six. So I got Miami winning game four, Denver, you know, taking care of business game five, game six.
I don't know if we get that far, honestly. And I love chaos. I love bags. So I'm rooting for seven. But after what I saw tonight, it was like, because even game two, when you go back to it, yes, he got the win, but it wasn't like it was a remarkable win. Literally, they were Jamal Murray three away. Denver had a poor shooting night. If the Nuggets can just play somewhat proficient, they can mess around and take this game. And then they're heading back to Denver with that dry-ass Caucasian air. It might be done. We might not be back in Miami unless it's for a vacation.
I think it's Nuggets.
I'm sorry, Zach. What is it specifically about the air?
Denver, Salt Lake City, I'm not rolling with. All right.
Yeah.
Heart of Caucasia and Boston.
All right. Sorry, Zach. Sorry.
No,
Boston's actually a decent city. I'm not going.
I think Miami's not winning another game. I think we're a bit done here at this point, but that's that.
I felt like the Heat might win this game. I thought they'd go up 2-1. Nuggets won so convincingly. I said it was going to be six. I don't think they win. I don't think they win game four though. But man, it might be five out here, man. I don't know if they win another one too. That was.
You got 22-17 from Bam.
That was
and
rough.
You got 22-17 from Bam and 28 points from Jimmy and lost
and
by 20,
close.
Basically. Yeah. So
that was nasty.
Denver has had a 15-point lead in every game of this series. So
wow.
Not great analytics.
It took them hitting over 50% of their threes and having an insane fourth quarter to win by 3, and the Nuggets still had a chance to tie them going to OT. So, like, they have to play perfectly.
Yeah.
All the Nuggets have to do is be themselves. You know what I'm saying? The Heat have to be, you know, play outside of themselves to win, just to win games, let alone win the series. So, I don't know, man.
Oh, John, you muted yourself.
Yeah, I think, hey. You back?
He's back.
Wait.
Am I back? Am I back?
He's not back.
No.
Oh, let's talk about John.
Do that mother freaking microphone.
Who that mother freaking microphone?
Every time that happens, I think it's because of my janky Wi-Fi. And I'm like, damn, did I just cut out again? Something's about to freeze.
We back. We good?
We hear you coming.
Are we not back?
Mike's not muted, but we still can't hear you.
We can't hear you, big dog.
Oh, no, I can hear you.
Okay, we can hear you now. Talk.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Are you in a hotel bathroom? Where are you at?
I'm in a bathroom, bro. I'm thugging it out, man. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, y'all.
We don't need to know the name of the hotel, but is it a Bonvoy? Are you Intercontinental? Which brand? Are you an Omni?
It's one of those that you just, yes.
Because I got Bonvoy points, so I'm rocking with you. I see the rubs going on back.
You know what
it's an upper echelon. It's an upper echelon. That's the most important thing.
It's nice. But I don't want people to know what's going on. You know,
right. That's why I'm saying I don't want you to report your whereabouts.
You didn't want to ask the front desk about using the like business center or anything like that.
I did. I mean, they have like a little conference going on.
The business center
closed at 6, and there's a conference going on too as well. So I can't use the conference room. I tried, bro. Center. I tried to not be in a bathroom.
You didn't ask him if they knew who you were. You didn't go down there and say, are you turning down the business center to the LeJethro Jenkins?
Nobody give a damn about that, and they should.
Hey, bro, you'll be surprised. People watch the pod far and wide.
Yeah,
you might have got upgraded.
Very true.
Yeah.
Or downgraded. Sure you got to ask. You know,
Indiana. I heard what you said. You got the worst room in the hotel. Have fun looking to the parking lot.
Indiana just legalized throwing stars. That's how mad they are at John. They just legalized throwing stars.
That's true.
How do you know
that?
I
take nothing back that I said about anybody or that entire
city. Joe, you know how I know that? Because anytime literally anything happens in the state of Indiana, I get tagged under it with John. So like I'm so well up to speed with Indiana news. All right, shall we move on to Zion?
Yes.
Can I just say one thing? Yeah. A lot of people in the chat ain't shit. You guys are very mean human beings. I don't know why y'all are posting some of the comments you're posting. I'm reading this stuff trying to keep a straight face. You guys are very mean. I just want you to know that.
AJ, did the mic sound trash the whole time? AJ says the mic sounds
now
better.
Now it sounds much better.
It was trash before?
Yeah, it sounded like you were in a bathroom before. Now you sound like you're in a, you can't tell me what's going on behind there.
Okay.
Studio.
Okay, okay.
I'm just
okay.
saying, baller.
I need a green screen. That'll work out. Next year.
All right. Zion Williamson became the main character on Twitter today for an interesting reason.
Again, this is why I wish I had an NBA credential. So I could go to the post-game presser and be like, Mike, great game or whatever. What are your thoughts on Zion? And just watch him. Fuck.
Michael, do you think it was appropriate for Zion to spit in that young lady's mouth?
We've talked about his outside shooting improving, and it clearly has.
I don't get caught up in people's personal lives, as you guys know. You know, that's an area I don't really go into. But when I saw the spit in the mouth tweet, I was a little taken aback by it because that's just a really aggressive tweet to put out. But then I had to do some research, do some due diligence in preparation for the show.
Absolutely.
And it seems like her getting her mouth spit in is a very common thing for her. So it's not anything that she should be tweeting about. So I'm going to say.
I will say this and I will.
Ample research. There was tons of mouth spitting, you know, that I accidentally stumbled upon in my researching.
I'm going to say this, and this is as far as I'm going to go. I don't know if mouth spitting is only normal for her. I think it's pretty normal in general. I think it's just a funny take. That, bro, he's 22. Please experiment a little bit. That's, you know, he didn't jump off the cliff with that one, baby. He's just, you know what I mean, having a little fun. You feel me?
Did it taste like a Popeye strawberry biscuit? I want to know what the actual... With the saliva, it tasted like a gumbo. There was a scent in it from whatever you had previously just gnawed on.
All right, we get
Tyler. What else did we learn about Zion today?
I feel like we all know way too much about each other. We should not know this shit about Zion, man. We really should not. And this is another thing. He tried to share a happy moment. He's bringing a baby in the world. He seems very happy with that young lady. And all of that stemmed from that. All of this shit stemmed. We did not need to know this. She pulling up fucking Snapchat messages like it's 2014 out this motherfucker. Like, I ain't seen a Snapchat screenshot since goddamn 2015, dog. But it's like, I just feel like we should not know this much, man. The man is going to be a father. You know, congrats to them. And I feel like it should just be left at that.
We didn't know that
just don't tell us.
We didn't need to know that he offered to move someone to New Orleans and asked what her monthly rate would be if he moved her to New Orleans.
He was going to have a subscription on that woman.
Zion has done more for the economy than the federal government has this last year. So, okay.
Hey, good for him.
Growing OnlyFans.
At 22,
creating awareness for porn stars. Offering to help with rent.
Merely an employer.
He's doing more than the Biden administration, all right? Stop raising interest rates. Get on the Zion plan, okay?
This is the one thing I will say about the young woman who exposed all those details about Zion. It seemed like she had very noble, honest intentions to get him to LeBron level. It feels like he was straying off course. I think the other boo was letting him, you know, have the weight issues, maybe the hamstring stuff, where she wanted him to be LeBron. She wanted to be Savannah. And that's why
she motivated him to get into shape. She did indeed take credit for that.
That's nuts.
Like, LeBron made his way into one of these tweets during this rampage. Like, he had nothing.
Did y'all see Stephen A. Smith's soliloquy on this?
No, what do you say? Please tell us.
I'm going to tell you, please go watch that shit. And he ended it. You know, he went into a serious hushed whisper tone. He said, "This man is supposed to be getting better doing rehab, and he is overexerting his lower extremities."
Stephen A.
Bro, Stephen A. is such a weirdo.
Nasty.
He's such a weirdo.
Zion's a wild boy. I mean, it's nice to know that Eddie Winslow fits, that he's living a real wild lifestyle. But Dragonfly, like you mentioned, get off the Snapchat, brother. This is the year our Lord 2023.
No, young folks on the platforms. Snapchat. Folks on Snapchat, yes, bro.
For
that's
that,
what they be
for
at,
that
bro.
Kind of message, yes.
Oh, yes, bro.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that the section right above one of the messages, Zion Williamson has saved your video. And it's like, Zion, you pervert. Like, you couldn't just film the screen like everyone else. Like,
no, he wanted her to know.
Somebody said on Twitter, I don't know who it was, but somebody said, these young kids are millionaires. I'd be on Instagram like it was DoorDash too.
I told him that, bro. Yeah. You know, and I'm gonna keep it a buck, bro. You know what I mean? I'll be on OF. Like, you know, hey, what flavor tonight, buddy?
John having this conversation in a hotel bathroom makes me so happy. There's towels hanging up behind John right now.
My wife's style. He's a $200 million man. You know what I mean?
Hey, with you got a conversation waiting for you, so do you open that door?
No, that's he's got a shoe waiting for him. That's what
that door. A chaclecta. You feel what I'm saying? Chaclecta. But no, with a $100 million Nike contract, my guy. You know what I mean? Hey, whatever he was doing, he got it. But I will tell you this. The old girl that was mad, I believe her. The other one was a side piece. She would, bro, she 38 hot, dog. I think she was the main, bro. And I get it, bro. She was extremely hot.
I don't even know if there's a side. He just might have been, you know, loving them both equally. He might have been multitasking on this moment.
He was not operating with a master plan here. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
I think there is a third, a fourth, a fifth, probably a sixth woman that found out today there were two women with Zion. You know what I mean? Like,
here's the bottom line. Zion could have used that money to fix all the potholes in New Orleans, and that's what he chose to do with it.
Hey, man, that's a government's job. That ain't Zion's job. Call your local official if you want your potholes fixed. Zion's on OF. Spend his money how he wants to spend it. You feel me?
Hey, if you fix all the potholes now, let everybody forget all about this. Zion's a man of the people.
The next contestant to expose Zion going to pull up some Black Planet chat messages. Screenshot.
Hey, you just go crazy on Black Planet.
Speaking of messages, I've got a message for you guys. This episode is brought to you by Pepperoni, the original beef flavor. Dog treats made for your most valuable pup. And while your dog can't experience the excitement of watching the NBA Finals like we can, you can inject the same excitement into their life by feeding them irresistible Pepperoni treats. As you know, Crumbs is a menace for these treats. Once Crumbs smells one of those beef rounds or beef steaks, He gets just as excited as Michael Malone when the media starts talking about the Nuggets. Or like Miami Heat fans who will tell us all night that they are not worried about the loss. So bring more to the table than belly rubs and be your best friend's best friend for the playoffs by getting them some Pupperoni treats. To learn more about Pupperoni original beef flavor snacks, go to pupperoni.com. That's P-U-P-P-E-R-O-N-I.com.
Can we do a standing ovation? Clap it up.
Incredible.
For that next Crumbs video, I have a subject, but I'm going to talk to you guys about it offline.
Sean.
You got to pick between the two. You got to pick between the two.
Sean said in the chat, Zach, if you could segue into the ad after this segment, good luck, basically. And I heard you guys say message, and I was like, this is my one shot.
It was going to be message or beef flavored. It was one of the two, and you jumped on the right ship.
So there we go.
All right. Let's talk about the Suns and CP3 appear to be headed for parting ways, exploring options, including a trade, stretching the contract out, waiving re-signing and free agency. Contract date, June 28th, obviously 3 weeks from today. First of all, what's happening there? And then we'll talk about people making jokes to Chris Paul's daughter after we talk about that. But what do we think is happening with the Suns, Josiah?
But I'm going to say those things go hand in hand, right? Daughter getting clowned at school. He relays that information, a truly sad, sentimental moment. Then literally the very next day, more pack-up material. More pack-up material. And I like CP3. I think when he signed that deal, the way that it was structured, knowing that they only had to guarantee like $15 million this year, whatever it was very natural to think that he wouldn't see the end of that deal. Look good on paper. Kind of felt like one of those janky NFL football deals. Look good on paper. Frank Vogel came in. Vogel said, you know, I love that Vogel came in like, oh, I want to make Aiden an all-star level player, but it ain't going to be here. It ain't going to be here.
Yeah, I think to Joe's point, when you saw the deal, you were sort of like, oh, the Suns are fucked. And they were pretty smart with the way they had sort of set up exit strategies. If not this year, they could have fully gotten out of it without it was a team option. I think next year they only owe him $15 million if they get him off the roster or restructure or trade him before the end of June, basically. So I just, you know, I don't know what that cap space looks like. Like, I don't know if they could. I don't think there's any way they could get Kyrie still. And I think if you're a contender who could use him as a fifth option, that's a great player to go add. But
damn,
bro, he cannot be like the third option on the Lakers.
Fifth option?
He can't be four?
Bro, has anybody ever said fifth option?
Fifth.
You might be the first person to ever say
fifth option.
Nobody's talking about somebody's fifth option, bro.
Fifth.
You're just a role player at that point, bro.
That's not an option.
I'm sorry. You'd be great to have. Fourth, fine. But like, I just don't think... I think you need to go into the playoffs fully expecting that, like, if he's there, that's great. If he's not, that is what it is.
Cardio.
I saw this news, and my first thought was, congrats, you are the human consolation prize in the Kyrie sweepstakes now, Chris Paul. Like, you remember that joke Eddie Murphy had about how he went to McDonald's and his mom said, I can make you a better burger at home. And Eddie Murphy talked about that weak-ass, greasy-ass welfare burger that his mama made him. Chris Paul is the welfare burger now of the NBA in the Kyrie Irving sweepstakes. That's all it's going to be. Like the teams that want Kyrie who are going to whiff on them, they're going to go after Chris Paul now.
It's going to be Josiah, does it not feel like it's going to be a monkey's paw wish situation with Chris Paul going to the Lakers? That, like, however many years ago, 10 years ago it was, I was literally praying, like, please let Chris Paul be a Laker with Kobe. Please, like, this is, I would give anything for this. And now it's going to come true when he has no hamstrings attached to his body.
if this happens, I will go in front of Crypto.com Arena and cry on camera for no less than 10 minutes straight.
Oh my God. All right. I think Sean wanted us to talk about, we've got some video of Pete Davidson playing basketball. We're going to discover whether he's a hooper. Is that right?
Yeah, bro, I saw the video going around today and I was like, pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey, let me see. Let me see.
Run it.
I'm skeptical.
Can we get the music on this too?
Playing at UNLV. Okay. He's at the Thomas and Mack.
Wait, start of the meeting.
Okay. Lucky lefty out there. I see.
Got the full mixtape treatment.
Who does he look like? Oh,
okay, no. The way he cradled that.
Oh, he cradled that thing like a running back. I don't know, Kaka.
Too many steps on the dunk. And they cut out before the dunk.
He ain't got no bunnies, but he might be able to ball, though.
He's got that Sandler game. I love it.
He got that K-Love outlet.
I love that he brought a cameraman to make his highlight tape.
Yeah, too.
How many games do we think? 37 games.
He got that bad lower back run. All right, though,
I think Sean has to cut the video off or we're going to get a music strike or something. Gentlemen, your first reaction.
Oh, it's coming.
Your first reaction.
It's coming.
It's only for that portion. Joe brings up how many games, which this is one of my favorite stories we ever heard, because we had a colleague at a place we used to work, and we went up to this colleague, and we were like, Zaire, wait, he's going to be phenomenal, right? And the coworker looked at us like, no, he's terrible. And we're like, but the mixtape. And she's like, that mixtape took 18 games to make. And we were like, oh, no, 18 games? And then we watched, went and saw a Sierra Canyon game. It was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So, but I
do you know what the dead giveaway for the mixtapes is, right? Let's say it's a 60 to 90 second mixtape. If the first 10 to 15 seconds are layup lines.
Yes.
Every time.
Not a good mixtape.
Or like, every time. You know, in the first 30 seconds, you've seen, you know, eight different teams that he's playing. That'll tell you what time it is, too, G.
Or the same play, but just tighter. Like, we just zoomed in on it.
Ran it back.
Or like Pete Davidson's, when he went up to Yam, and then they cut out before the Yam. So I'm going to tell you guys a story.
You know he missed that.
So who was it? I think my brother or somebody had a video, and they were playing against Kobe in the gym. And he had a shot, but it didn't go in. He's like, should I post it? And I'm like, oh, just cut out before the shot goes in. People think it went in. I'm like, you good. You good. Just right before it, boom.
That's awesome. What did you guys see in the mixtape?
The first thing I noticed was that he made a layup. He's a lefty. He made a layup with his left hand on the right side, the one where he cradled the ball. You know what I mean? That's just like, as someone who coaches 9-year-old basketball teams, that's the first thing I always notice is like, are you making layups with both hands or not? Are you short arming it?
I mean, the thing is though, like there's a lot of good hoopers that aren't doing that. Like good on like street hoopers. True. You feel me? That aren't finishing with both hands. You feel me? So like, I think he'd be cool at a local, you know, church run. Mm. You know what I mean? I wouldn't pick him up if, you know what I'm saying, you playing at Rico Hines. He ain't getting no burn there, you know what I'm saying, at UCLA runs. But he put up like a solid 12-3 at a church league, you know what I mean?
AK commented he looks like he's hooping for rocks.
Hooping for he what?
Got that awkward, lanky white boy Adam Morrison.
You mean them
that's
rocks?
That's exactly what he looked like.
Yeah. I was like, oh, is Rocks an AAU coach I'm unfamiliar with in the program? Them rocks.
Yeah, rocks, my boy. He did have that like tight lower back run. Like he kind of hurting a little bit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like a bad lower back.
You said he looked like Adam Davidson, Tyler.
Adam Morrison. Yeah.
He plays like
famously musty Adam Morrison. He was well renowned for being.
We knew that before we knew that, though. You know what I'm saying? You knew that man was. Come on,
Pete Davidson plays like it looks like musty, like he hasn't stretched in a decade or had a sip of water in his entire life. Like it just.
No,
it looks
Prater was so nice though.
Ramadan Hooper
that had us fooled for a second though. You feel me?
All right, last topic before we get out of here. Damian Lillard has yet again soft launched the possibility of him. Asking for a trade out of Portland. He said, obviously, Miami is obviously his first choice over Boston because Bam is his dog. Boston, New York, Brooklyn, the other teams that have come up. Is this ever going to happen, guys? Is this a practical joke someone is playing on me personally that every year I'm going to think about Damian Lillard leaving? And is this the Zeno's paradox of NBA moves? What's happening?
I think he has no idea what he wants. Because every time this shit happens, he's like, I don't want to leave. And then he'll say something that's very like, you do want to leave. And he's like, well, I don't know what I mean. And then this, he's listing all these teams out, which none of these teams, if he goes to these teams, Miami, yeah, but if he goes to Brooklyn, do you think that's a title contender? No, right?
I just didn't like, I just what, think it's what, do you, funny what do you want?
You say you don't want to leave, and then you list four cities. I don't want to go to Miami. But if I had to go, I'd go to Miami. But I don't want to go to Boston or New York or Brooklyn. It's like, why are you naming specific teams you're not going to go to?
He put himself in a bad spot the way he was talking the past few years, right? Mm. So I think he wants to go, but he doesn't want people to know he wants to go. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to shake, but he wants, you know, he doesn't want, he wants the perception of he's not running from the grind. You know yeah. what I mean? You know, so like, I think that's what, but I think he does. I think he does want to go, and good for him, because it's time to leave, bro. You ain't winning there, my boy. No.
Do you know how I know he wants to go? Because he said, I want to wait and see if the Blazers can make a competitive team. So, damn, you know the answer to that.
Especially when you get paid $60 million a
year. Time to bro, dip.
You know what I mean?
Bro, we know he for sure wants out because, you know, he tried to, you know, cover his ass and say, yeah, you know, I'd like to go to Miami. Bam's my boy, or Brooklyn. McHale's my boy. Bro, why you ain't named, like, none of your homies in, like, Utah or Indiana? I know you and Ty Halliburton probably homies, but why you pick New York City and Miami and mention your homeboys there? Nah, he wants out, bro.
Tired of that PNW living. He wants out of the Pacific Northwest. I respect it. Had a great time in the Pacific Northwest. Though. Very happy to leave.
No sales tax. Very honorable people.
Very honorable people.
Oregon was literally started, and their like rule was no black people are allowed yeah. here. Like, I'm not.
Damian Lillard wants to pump his own gas. You know what I mean?
Like, he doesn't want
the person
like
coming up to the car, standing there.
Yeah,
like
they get so mad at you too. It's like, excuse me, sir. I just feel more comfortable doing it myself. I don't know you like that.
Yeah, stay away. Stay right. Stay away from there. All right. Well, Damian Lillard, we wish you well. With whatever comes. Let's be honest. He was waiting to see if they got Wemby, right? Like, he's waiting to see, like, did something happen to Wemby or Scoot are falling into our lap? No? All right. Let me get out of here. All right. I think it's time for us to make, like, Damian Lillard will be making soon enough. I think that's all the time we got. For Out of Pocket, X Jenkins and Jones, X Pepperoni Treats, thank you so much for tuning in. The next game is on Friday. We'll see y'all then. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.